Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Care, if you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, that's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say
My
things
agent.
Like claim status. All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI.
I don't have it.
All right. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Diana. May I have your name, please?
Sure, Melissa J.
Hi, Melissa. Can I have your callback number with extension?
Sure, 267-551-7430. That's the direct line.
Awesome. One moment, please. May I please have the rendering provider NPI?
Can I give you the tax ID or MPI? Gives everyone a hard time.
No problem. Tax ID or are you calling from a home health agency?
Yeah.
Do you have a provider ID number?
I do.
All right. That'll be better.
307-828-94.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No problem.
And can you please confirm for me the facility name along with the last four digits of the tax ID?
Sure. Family First Care 3555.
Wonderful. May I please have the participant ID number?
I have the Medicaid ID number. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
It's 4801-096-043.
Awesome. One moment. And can you please confirm for me the participant's name and date of birth?
Arthur Brown, date of birth is 12/27/56.
56. And are you aware of any other insurances primary for this member?
No.
Thank you. Let me just take a look. I do see a TPO open here. It looks like Avantra HMO effective 2/1/25 is primary, and we're listed as secondary. Are you calling today, Melissa, for claims?
No, I'm calling because I'm trying to get a supervisor from the service coordinating team. We've been trying to reach the service coordinator, but we have not had any luck.
Oh, okay. How long have you been trying to reach out to the coordinator?
Since the 17th of February.
Oh, okay. All right. Hang on one second. Let me just confirm that the assigned coordinator is the same that you have. Allow me just a moment to access that information.
Sure.
Thank you so much. All right. So we have here Eric McKinley.
Yep.
With a phone number of 267-769-8207.
Yep, and eMcKinley at KeystoneFirstCHC.com.
You got it. Okay, yep. So what I can do, the next step would be to escalate this over to the management queue. You also have the ability to do this as well. In case you didn't know that, I can provide you the email address as well if you want to just, you know, for the future, submit an email over as well. That way, you know, you don't have to call and follow up and all that. Let me give you that first before I initiate my email. So it's going to be L as in Lima, T as in Tom, S as in Sam.
Yeah, and then they'll let us know you're not the providing. They don't do anything. They'll just let us
really?
Know. Yeah, they'll tell us you're not the servicing provider. Please reach out to the service coordinator. They only assist if there's an authorization on file for the member with our agency.
Never knew that. They always we've been told they're okay. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is initiate the email on my end. I need to know what is the issue.
So the member wants to switch over to our agency. His caregiver is fully compliant. So we've been trying to reach the service coordinator so the authorization can be switched over, but we have not had any luck. Anita has the member, from my understanding.
Okay. So he wants to switch the agency currently with, and he would like to switch over to your agency, which is the Family First Care LLC, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I will go ahead and draft this email up. It will take me a few moments to, you know, input all the information. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Sure. Quick question, though. The last time my coordinator did this, which was on the 25th, and they supposedly escalated it for someone to reach out to us immediately to give us 24 hours, and it's been almost.
Wait, your coordinator escalated it? Or another rep?
No, one of my coordinators called, and she said that the rep that she spoke to was going to escalate it. And
Do you know when she spoke to that rep? Because I can look in.
Yeah, on the 25th of February.
Rihanna
was the name of the person.
Rihanna? Okay. All right, let me look and see what Rihanna put in. 671. And Rihanna's pretty good, so.
No, that's and it's weird because usually we'll get someone call us, but.
Yeah, she's pretty good about her stuff. So let me see, 225. Let me look and see. Yeah, I don't see anything with Rihanna.
It was around, let me see what Sandra put in her note. Around 10:15 in the morning.
I see a Latanya. Let me see. That was on 220. Let me see if there's a provider. Bear with me just a moment. This is some loads a little bit slow.
No worries. Take your
time. Yeah, no, this was a claim, so that wasn't. Oh, you know what it could also be? We're transitioning our systems. So it could be a document in another system that I do not have privy to yet because I'm still a stepchild.
I hear you.
But let me see. She may not even remember. All right. Let's do this. I am going to, instead of sending the email over, I'm going to send a notice over to the management of that department and see perhaps if there is a request in the new system that Rihanna submitted on 225 to see if there was an update. But you should have received a call by now. Let me see if I can call Eric to see if I can get an answer. Is it okay if I place you on hold while I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment. I want to see if I get an answer. Just a moment.
No problem.
The 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2.
Okay. Are you still there with me, Melissa?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to conference you in to Mr. McKinley, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
All right. All right. You're welcome. Okay. Are we both on the line?
Yes.
Are you there, Mr. McKinley?
I am here.
Okay. You're there with me, Melissa?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to drop the line now, and you both have a great rest of your day. Melissa, before I go, do you have any other questions or anything else I can assist with?
No, that's it for now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Keystone First Menial Choices. And, Mr. McKinley, you have a great day as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.